This devotional reading is called Reflections on the 1918 Spanish Flu Epidemic. It's excerpted from a sermon delivered just over 100 years ago by Francis J. Grimke, pastor of the 15th Street Presbyterian Church in Washington, D.C., after the outbreak of the 1918 Spanish Flu. We know now, perhaps, as we have never known before, the meaning of the terms pestilence, plague, epidemic, since we've been passing through this terrible scourge of Spanish influenza with its enormous death rate and its consequent wretchedness and misery. Over the whole land it has thrown a gloom. It has stricken down such large numbers that it's been difficult to care for them properly, overcrowding all of our hospitals. And it has proven fatal in so many cases that it has been difficult at times to get coffins enough in which to place the dead, and men enough to dig graves fast enough in which to bury them. Our own beautiful city has suffered terribly from it, making it necessary as a precautionary measure to close the schools, theaters, churches, and to forbid all public gathering within doors as well as outdoors. At last, however, the scourge has been stayed, and we are permitted again to resume the public worship of God and to open again the schools of our city. Now that the worst is over, I have been asking myself the question, what is the meaning of it all? What ought it to mean to us? Is it to come and go and we be no wiser or better for it? Surely God had a purpose in it. And it is our duty to find out, as far as we may, what that purpose is, and try to profit by it. I have been impressed with the ease with which such large portions of the population may be wiped out, in spite of the skill of man, of all the resources of science. Suddenly, this epidemic came upon our city and country, and though every physician has been employed and every available nurse has been at work day and night, thousands have died. The awful death toll continued. In Job 12:10, we read, "In whose hand is the soul of every living thing, and the breath of all mankind?" And in Psalm 104:29, "Thou takest their breath, they die." And elsewhere we are told, "Not a sparrow falls to the ground without his notice, without his consent or approval." We speak of accidental deaths at times, but there are no accidents with God. All things are within the scope of His providence. During the weeks of this epidemic, and the long list of deaths, a large number of new-made graves, and the unusual number of funeral processions along our streets, God has been reminding us of this account which we must soon render up. He has been projecting before us, in a way to startle us, the thought of eternity. There is one other thought that has come to me in connection with this epidemic, and it is of the blessedness of religion, of the sense of security which a true, living, working faith in the Lord Jesus Christ gives one in the midst of life's perils. I felt, as doubtless you all felt who are Christians, the blessedness of a firm grip upon Jesus Christ. The blessedness of a realizing sense of being anchored in God and in His precious promises. While the plague was raging and while thousands were dying, what a comfort it was to feel that we were in the hands of a loving Father who was looking out for us, who had given us the great assurance that all things should work together for our good. And therefore, that come what would, whether we were smitten with the epidemic or not, or whether being smitten we survived or perished, we knew it would be well with us, that there was no reason to be alarmed. Even if death came, we knew it was all right. The apostle says, "It is gain for me to die." Death had no terrors for him. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, but thanks be unto God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the presence of such a faith, and the realization of God's love as revealed in Christ Jesus, and the consciousness of fellowship with Him, what are epidemics? What are scourges? What are all of life's trials and sufferings and disappointments? They only tend to work out for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. But of course, if faith is to help us, if it is to put its great strong arms under us, if we are to feel its sustaining power under such distressing circumstances, it must be a real living faith in God. It must be the genuine article, a faith that works by love, and that purifies the heart. Any other faith is of absolutely no value to us in the midst of the great crises of life. It is a good time for those of us who are Christians to examine ourselves, to see exactly how it is with us, whether the foundation upon which we are building is a rock foundation, whether our faith is really resting upon Christ, the solid rock, or not. And I still feel that one important function of this epidemic will be lost if it fails to have that effect upon us, if it does not lead to careful heart searching on our part.